In a way, U.S. has found itself in a position where it cannot stay and it cannot leave.
Annan said Iranian leaders were especially emphatic about seeking a U.S. exit, offering to assist it and to help stabilize Iraq. Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in London say the seizure of hundreds of automatic weapons and shotguns is not terrorist-related. The AP's Melissa Gray has more.
Police say the raids were the culmination of a year-and-a-half-long investigation that started after a spate of shootings between rival gangs in London.
Police say there may be a New Jersey connection in this case. This is AP Radio News. The fight over which party will do more to protect the nation's security is heating up.
Lawmakers are ratcheting up the rhetoric as Election Day nears. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi promising Democrats will fire back every time there's a claim they'd be soft on security.
Democrats stand ready to protect and defend the American people. We will not be swift voted on the issue of security.
But South Dakota Republican Senator James DeMint disagrees.
They are willing to put their hope of winning an election ahead of the security of our country.
And there will be plenty more of this in the coming weeks. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
One of the winners on Election Day is a guy named John Hall. Hall was frontman for the 70s pop group Orleans. He won a primary race for Congress for a district north of New York City. The Democrat has gotten a boost from music industry pals like Bonnie Raitt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
The following is an important announcement for investors. If you lost a substantial amount of money in stocks, variable annuities, mutual funds, retirement accounts, or any other investment vehicle, you may have legal rights. Call 1-800-818-2918 now. Your financial advisor may have caused you to lose money by unauthorized or excessive trading of your account or high-risk investments. Call 1-800-818-2918 now. Again, if you lost a substantial amount of money in stocks, variable annuities, mutual funds, retirement accounts, or any other investment vehicle, call 1-800-818-2918 now for a free consultation. That's 1-800-818-2918. This message is furnished by the law offices of James Sokolov, admitted in Massachusetts and New York only. While we maintain joint responsibility, cases may be handled by lawyers other than those in this firm for principal responsibility. Not available in all states, including Alabama, Ohio, Kentucky, Florida, Iowa, Missouri, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Carolina.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 866-501-MEGA. That's 866-501-MEGA. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you.
866-501-MEGA. 866-501-MEGA. That's toll free for affordable health insurance. 866-501-MEGA.
Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
And now, the gospel according to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
The consequence. your pulse quicken like mine? Are you dreaming what I'm dreaming? I can't read your mind. One step towards you, two steps.
Music sounds like shit again to me. What goes on? Like, one day everything's perfect. Is it what those crazy people do? Those people who just because they're in here every afternoon think it's their studio? Those Animal House boys? What show is it? It's Jim Brewer and whatever. The comedy guys. Who basically, I like them. I notice he doesn't even say hello to me anymore, so he probably doesn't like me in his studio. But I don't like you in my studio. Screw them. So 10 days ago, every article you read said the Democrats are going to retake the House for sure and maybe the Senate. Every article. And starting this past Sunday, you know what all the articles say? No, they're not. Raw Story has another one. That they're not. That the candidates suck. That there aren't enough competitive races. You know, something comes back to bite all these politicians in the ass. They all want to redraw the districts so they're safe districts. And whatever party has power in a state redraws the district so they're safe for them. But then when you want to retake control from the other party, that comes back to bite you in the ass. If all the districts are safe, then they're never going to flip to the other party. So sometimes you want it to flip to your party. You know, so that all this crap people do that's wrong gets them in the end. So now they say they're not going to win. You know what the key seems to be? I love reading all this political analysis because I can talk and like I'm as right as they are. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They think they do. There was, what website did it? Some website used to keep track of the pundits on the Sunday shows and their predictions, or it was some magazine, it was some defunct magazine, But they used to keep track of how often any of them were right. And hardly anybody was ever right even 50% of the time. And then the question is, well, why are they a pundit? If they're wrong. You know, and there are no consequences. There were no consequences to a network TV pundit. Oh, by the way, Katie's number three. When are they going to fire her? She's probably pay or play. They can't ever fire her. If it says you're going to pay me $14 million even if you fire me, she has that job, you know, till the contract runs out. But she's number three. She was number three on Monday. She was number three last night. And how many network newscasts are there? Oh, let me think. Oh, there are three. So she was last. Oh, just in case everybody says I never say anything nice about Alex, he was really good on TV. He really was. He was, it's very hard to be on those shows, you know, because they're with idiots. You know, he can carry a good 5-minute segment, Alex. And his beard looked nice. And that other guy had an IQ of like 11. But it was nice. You know, what did I watch? And I was Judge Judy back and forth. He didn't give me the rent. He didn't. Did you hit her? No. Hillary can't win. Oh, that's Alex. That's not Judge Judy. Where'd Hillary get that coat? All right, so now the Hill or Roll Call or something. They're pundits. Now everybody's turning. The New York Times turned on Sunday night, Sunday or Monday. You know what it seems to me? Since there are no consequences to being wrong. Is the Democrats are trying to nationalize the election. Okay? We need to make it an election about George Bush and the war. And the economy. Gas is down in Ohio now to $2. Didn't that sortie prince say before the election in 2004 he was going to help his friend Bush by lowering the oil prices? Didn't he say that in 2004? I mean, you know, this thing with the gas prices is so obvious. You know, it's like if they came on television and said, "Hi, this is the Republican National Committee. We're going to show you how we're fixing the voting machines." That's what this thing with the gas prices is. All summer, it's like over $3. And suddenly, at the rate they're going, it'll be a dollar by the time Election Day comes. You know, it'll be back to like when I was a child. It was like 35 cents a gallon. Labor Day was what, the 4th? This is 2 weeks after Labor Day. And it's gone down by a third. I'm telling you, it'll be... They're going to be giving fucking gas away by Election Day at the rate they're going. Kind of obvious. Isn't it? That it's being manipulated? I mean, because this is like too big of a drop. To just say, all right, Labor Day's over. Supply and demand. You know, the summer driving season is over, so it goes down a little bit. But a third? A third? They're going to be knocking on my door and saying, hello, you're YM. Please, here's 80 gallons of gas. Sorry, I don't have a car. Take it anyway. It's just so bizarre. But the key is, we, the Democrats, have got to nationalize it. So it's about Bush. Because if you have local elections, the truth of the matter is most people like their person in the House of Representatives. And most people like their senators. Very few of those seats ever turn over. You know, it's only when somebody retires or something that you have a chance. people, why do you think those people, why is there so much pork? Pork is like job security. That's what it is. You go, your person in the House of Representatives is up for re-election, right? And they say, you know, like if you're Robert Byrd, you go, there are 42,000 bridges. I brought this. I brought that. I brought this money. I built this museum. I did, and they, and that's what pork is about. Does he get like fatter every minute? Is that guy like 10 times fatter than 2 years ago when I came here or what? So that's what pork is about, job security for the elected official. So now, within 2 weeks, every single article is now the total opposite of what it said 2 weeks ago. Now it's, no, people are going to vote for the status quo. People are going to vote for their own person. They're not enough competitive. What changed? Oh, perhaps the RNC is like threatening people. You know, what are the broadcast outlets going to get? You know, because the broadcast outlets are just all Republican, you know, ass kissers. Very peculiar that they just changed just like that. Verizon denies wiretap. High-level exec was Bush senior attorney general who long argued for more surveillance. Air America is set to declare bankruptcy. Oh, holy shit, that's on Raw Story, too, so you can't say it's on some right-wing website. Wait a minute, it's loading, it's loading, load, load! It won't load in. Where is it? Can you get it? Connection is timed out. Oh, it's Think Progress. Think Progress, I had trouble getting Think Progress yesterday. I had a lot of trouble getting Think Progress all day. I would think because they were doing the best coverage of the that bogus ABC bullshit, you know, series. And I would think the right wing was probably hacking them or doing something. Either that or they were doing such a fabulous job that a million people were trying to, you know, go into the website and they don't have strong enough servers. Well, my God, merciful heaven. I can't say that I'm sorry. Bush to discuss Borat. Exclusive, Air America to declare bankruptcy. Will announce a major restructuring on Friday. Okay, this is from Think Progress. Air America Radio will announce a major restructuring on Friday, which is expected to include a bankruptcy filing. Three independent sources have told Think Progress. One more than you need! Right? You need two! Air America could remain on the air, but significant personnel changes are already in the works. Sources say five Air America employees were laid off yesterday, and others would... Oh, God, and we're told there would be no severance without capital infusion or bankruptcy. Also, Air America has ended its relationship with Jerry Springer. Gee, that wasn't... I saw their press release, and that wasn't in the press release, that they were going bankrupt. They're changing... they're dumping Jerry Springer. They're cutting an hour off Randy. They're stealing the Young Turks. Oh, that was a great business decision on the Young Turks part, wasn't it? They left us to go to the bankrupt Air America. Oh, those are two geniuses. How about calling them the Young Idiots? How brilliant are those Turks? You know, in a way it's bad, because it's you know, progressive radio down the toilet. But on the other hand, from day one, mismanagement, stupidity, firing Mike Malloy, firing Mark Maron. They took anybody who was the least interesting. Anybody who didn't want to sit and read, you know, the radio DNC missives. They fucking deserve it. I'm sorry. I know everybody gets mad at me when I say this, because I should be for left-wing radio, but they weren't left-wing radio. They were DNC radio run by a bunch of assholes who didn't know anything. Maybe if they had hired somebody who knew about radio, now there might have been a big improvement. The right wing is sure to seize on Air America's financial woes as a sign that progressive talk radio is unpopular. Shitty left-wing radio is unpopular. You know, they will. I'm sure Rush must be, like, just so happy. But the fact is, shitty left-wing radio is shitty radio. And they were really good at really bad radio. In fact, Air America succeeded at creating something that didn't exist, the progressive talk radio format. That's right, I never lived. I was a figment of everybody's imagination. You know, that's another thing I resent about these. Oh, nobody was on the left. I didn't exist. Richard Bay certainly didn't exist. Alex never existed. Right? None of us existed. 1979, 89, 90, 27 years I'm on radio. But I never existed. You see, it's like everything else. It's like a little group. I wasn't with the in-group. And when I stop and think about myself, as we all like to do day and night, I'll tell you something. I never made a lot of money, to put it mildly. And I never had a fabulous time slot. But when I went to WABC in 1987, here I am, a left-wing wacko, right? And a woman. What could be worse in just about any profession? And I held on there at that right wing, the lighthouse of right wing radio in the biggest market in the country. From 1987 until 2002. You know, Randy may, you know, she did make more money in 1 year than I probably ever seen in my whole life. But I'll tell you something. She was hiding at that little station in West Palm Beach. And I was clawing to the, you know, in the number one market. But she has a beautiful house, and I don't. The format will be strong and continue with or without Air America. Stephanie Miller and Ed Schultz aren't even associated with Air America. Radio giant Clear Channel is so committed to progressive talk radio that it will announce a partnership with the Center for American Progress and MSS Inc. Oh, God. To conduct a search for the next nationwide progressive talk radio star. Sorry, I don't exist. I guess I should take a break since I don't really even fucking exist. Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146.
Talk radio. This is Sirius Left 146. America, the way it's supposed to be. On Sirius Left 146. Catch the Young Turks weekdays at 6 p.m. East, 3 West. Laugh out loud at all things conservative with Stephanie Miller, 9 p.m. East, 6 West. And don't miss Tom Hartman, Midnight East, 9 West. Real liberal talk radio. Sirius Left 146.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-600-6935. 1-800-600-6935. That's 1-800-600-6935.
Tom Hartman.
Now, I've got serious problems about the integrity of voting machines, but my bigger problem, and this is the issue that nobody's talking about, that we all should be talking about, is that the voting machines are owned not by us, but by private corporations. Privatizing the vote is a felony against democracy. There's no other way to describe it. I want the corporations out of my vote. That's a felony.
Tom Hartman, noon East, 9 a.m. West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Tom Hartman, right after Alex Bennett and just before Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I'm just reading these comments on War Story to this Air America declaring bankruptcy story. My favorite one is, see what happens when you screw with Malloy? He should be happy. You know, he got off the sinking ship. Or they threw him off. Jesus. Bill in Ohio.
Hey, how you doing, Lynn?
Okay, what's up?
I love your show. You're the highlight of my day.
Oh, God, get a life, you poor thing.
Well, I'm a truck driver, so I stare at the road and listen to you.
Oh, okay, then it's okay if you're working.
Yeah, I'm working. So I had a question for you. I was really trying to find out what was going on with the Young Turks. They said something on their sign-off on Friday about maybe some changes taking place. Do you know anything about it?
Well, I you know, I feel like I can say this because I don't know it from anybody here at Sirius. But supposedly they're moving to Air America.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And leaving us. But it doesn't, does that seem at this moment to make much sense?
Well, you know,
Considering Air America, I mean, they're now saying they're going to declare bankruptcy. So why, it doesn't seem like a great business move for them, does it?
Not really. I mean, you know, I like Sirius over, I think XM carries Air America, and I haven't been too impressed with their programming.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know, Air America, when they started, were on both. They were on Sirius and XM both. And they needed money. There was some point, what, about a year ago in June, was it? They
needed, I saw a documentary on HBO.
Well, they needed money. And they came to both satellite companies and said, pay us, like give us $1 million or something. And XM gave them the money. So that's what they left Sirius because XM gave them money.
Uh-huh.
So they've been in financial difficulty practically from day one.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I heard they had a hard time paying their payroll and stuff when they first got, you know, then there's that big scandal about them not paying their their rent or whatever,
and the health insurance which Randy was talking about that on the air. People thought they had health insurance and they hadn't been paying for the people's health insurance.
Wow. Well, you know, I think it'd be great if we could get Stephanie Miller on at the time that she comes on in the morning, and you know, just as it, losing the Young Turks is not going to disappoint me. That guy Jenk gets on my nerves, so.
Yeah, I have nothing to do with programming. You know, I'm nagging everybody to, you know, I want Mike Malloy here.
I've never listened to him.
You never you think no. I'm insane screaming and cursing? He never got to curse, but I have a feeling if he was here, oh, he's like out of his mind. He's insane. He doesn't read DNC talking points.
Oh, that's cool.
He's like a madman. That's why they had to fire him from Air America, because he was good.
Oh, I see.
You know, so he was too good. It was like Mark Maron, you know. How could they have somebody that talented?
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We'll see. I mean, I'm just reading this story of, you know, Think Progress and Raw Story, which are left-wing websites. So
well,
they
know,
must be
when,
right.
When Air America first came out, we were getting bombarded with all the right-wing bullshit out there, and so they were kind of a breath of fresh air, but it just turned out to be, you know, kind of a disappointment all the way around with them. So.
Well, it always was to me, and people used to bawl me out. Like, I was supposed to support them, even though to me they were like the... you know, the Democratic Leadership Council, you know, they were like, yeah. Reading talking points, and they were not far enough to the left for me.
Yeah, me too. I tried listening to them and just couldn't quite get it. Not like Randy Rhoads, but, you know, I think she's good.
Yeah, Randy's okay for like an hour, you know.
Right.
Well, they're cutting her from 4 hours to three. If indeed, you know, they're going to be around, I don't know. There are so many companies that declare bankruptcy and then just go along forever.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like they're going off the air on Monday. But,
yeah,
but I doubt
Air America has Bush in their, you know, pocket. So
well, and you know, the other thing is they're going to lose Al Franken pretty soon because it's pretty obvious he's running for the Senate. You know, he's going to run for the Senate.
That.
And he moved back to Minnesota and everything. So what are they going to do when he leaves? You know, they don't have their big name even.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is that Randy has set it up, I believe, so that if Air America falls, she can go back to her station in West Palm Beach. And she has a beautiful house in Florida that she used to have pictures on her website. Of that house. Oh, my God. Oh, God, what a house.
Yeah, well, I lived in Fort Lauderdale, so I know what those houses look like down there. And
it was gorgeous. She had the most beautiful garden and everything. Maybe when she has to go back there, she'll put the pictures back. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right, I'm sorry. I know, I'm going to get nasty emails that I'm supposed to be sorry. But I'm not sorry. They would never hire anybody who knew about radio. You know, who was running it? Danny Goldberg, record executive. You know, he fired Mark Maron. You know, what makes you think it's the same theory that people think anybody can do a radio program? Oh, Whoopi Goldberg. Well, go, oh, I'll do a radio program. Al Franken. You know, oh, I can... And people apparently think anybody could wake up in the morning and run an entire radio station. No. Chris in Oklahoma.
Hey, Lynn, it's the former mayor candidate from the council.
Oh, hi.
I just want to talk about Air America. Here's another reason why they're probably going bankrupt is because the program on there just plain sucks.
Well, that's the key. I think that's the key because there was nobody working there who knew anything about radio.
It's like Al Franken. If you listen to his show, it's just boring as hell.
Yeah, I could sort of listen to him. But the two most interesting people that they ever had were that guy Mark Maron from Morning Sedition and Mike Malloy, you know, and they fired both of them. And they treated people really badly.
Yeah, which I never heard of either one of them. Living here in Oklahoma, I don't think it is conservative radio.
They never got a station. Well,
the only thing around
they
here on the AM stations is Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly. That are right-wing idiots.
I'll tell you something, O'Reilly, he's another one. He can't do radio. He doesn't do a good radio show.
Yeah, especially when you say Keith Olbermann's name.
Then he sticks the police on you. Yeah. Doesn't he threaten to send the Fox...
Fox Security.
Yeah, Fox supposedly has his own police force. That's kind of scary. They send Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, to come sit on you. Which would, you know, kill most of us.
Yeah.
Well, darling, I still think you need to, get yourself more revved up. You do. I know there's a big difference between us crazy people in New York and everybody else, but if you're going to run for office, you got to get more like, you know, some methamphetamine, honey. Now, everybody in Oklahoma, isn't everybody cooking meth out in the woods?
Yeah, and out here in my neighborhood, except me.
Okay, well, maybe you need to, like, do just a little. Just a little. Like when you're out campaigning. Okay?
I need to get whatever Howard Dean had, I guess, when he was running.
Yeah, that's what we need. Wait, where is it? No, that's not it.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, wait, I guess, maybe I took it off. Where is it? There, that's for you, babe. Chris, do it. Practice. There you go. That's it. You won. Keep that up. You and Howard. Okay, babe. That's it. You just won. Bye. I'm going to take a break. Doug, hold on. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Brian Dennehy with some straight talk on life insurance. Fact. Over 1,000 companies sell term life insurance, and each sets its own prices. Fact. Pick the wrong company and you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year. Fact. SelectQuote Insurance Services pioneered comparison shopping of term life insurance in 1985 and has saved hundreds of thousands of families millions of dollars since then. Here's an example. A man 40 in excellent health could get a $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for as little as $20 a month. For information, call 1-800-772-8600, 1-800-772-8600, or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
I just don't know which one to get.
This shouldn't be so hard. You know, buying a high-definition TV can be easy.
And that's news to me.
You're at a warehouse club, so you're into saving money. Have you checked out Vizio?
Who?
Vizio. They're an exciting new brand that just happens to be the fastest-growing flat-panel TV company in America.
Wow.
Yeah, and the price? Get this. 32-inch LCD HD TV for only $6.99. You want to know more?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Yep. All Vizio TVs 32-inch and above come with a one-year in-home service warranty with lifetime tech support.
Wow. Maybe this can be. Say, how do you know so much anyway?
Well, I came in here last week to get some of those free samples, and I left with 3 Vizio TVs.
Cool.
Don't be surprised if everyone you meet starts talking about our superior value. From 13-inch LCDs to 50-inch plasmas, Vizio brings you a whole family of high-definition products at an amazing price and with great customer service. Plus, CNET.com reviewers and users alike give the Vizio products some of the highest ratings, available at Sam's Club, Costco, and at VizioTV.com. Vizio, where vision meets value.
Liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left on 46. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out west on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, all right. I see why I was having so much trouble getting Think Progress, because Drudge put this up, and I apologize. Because I was 2.5 hours late with that. It went up at 12 o'clock. And I didn't see it. I didn't even look at Ross. I'm sorry. See, nobody else would tell you that. I think I have to. I don't know. There's people who tell you news 3 weeks after it happens. And they don't apologize. Joanne is so happy. Doug in Austin.
Yeah, Lynn, you know, one, you're talking about the roofs you had to jump through. One that you forgot to mention was that accent.
Was what?
The accent. One of the roofs you had to jump through was that accent also.
Well, I was on the air in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I never got syndicated, probably, was because of my accent.
Yeah, well, that was a sidebar. Well, I tell you, who I'm pissed off at is Sirius. You know, I'm a truck driver. I listen to, 12, 14, 15 hours a day, the Sirius radio. I bought one for my truck. I bought one for the house.
No, I just explained that. They left us. We didn't get rid of Air America. Air America dumped us.
Well, why can't they do something to keep these people? Mike Malloy, I loved Mike Malloy. That was my favorite guy.
That's a separate issue. No, that's you're talking about two different things. When Air America, they wanted money. And we weren't going to subsidize them. We didn't want to give them $1 million or whatever they wanted.
Uh-huh.
So it was blackmail. They were trying to blackmail the two satellite companies against each other.
And now we got the Young Turks going. Another one of my favorites.
Well, I don't know that. I would think about whether they're really going. Even if you would arrange, like, to go to Air America, wouldn't you think twice when they announced they're filing for bankruptcy? You know, then it also should... So, I mean, as far as I know, they're going there. But, I mean, it would seem to me if I had just said, oh, I'm going to Air America, and then they announced they're filing for bankruptcy, I think I would be trying to find a way to get out of it.
Well, if I was serious and I was in management serious, I might be thinking about trying to get some of these radio personalities that Air America has, that they're going to go bankrupt, get them back over here to Sirius.
Well, we don't know, number one, we don't know when Air America will actually go off the air. Because, you know, there's, what airline is it that's flying? Northwest? What is it? There's airlines flying around in bankruptcy. You know, it doesn't mean you go out of business.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that somebody is talking to somebody around here. People know there are opportunities.
Yeah,
thanks, sweetie.
Talking seriously. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. No, we're doing very well. Now, who is it? Who would you want from Air America? That's really the point. That's really the point. Who the hell would anybody... If anybody want to listen to them... They wouldn't be going bankrupt. You know, they have really horrid ratings, too. Kevin in Boston.
Hey, Lynn, how's it going?
Okay, what's up?
I think you just hit the nail right on the head. You just made my point. And so, you know, I'm a left-wing guy, pretty left-wing guy, and I listen to right-wing radio, you know, pretty regularly because it's entertaining.
That's right.
And that's why they're going bankrupt, you know? And these radio stations, they never learn. Look what happened to David Lee Roth on regular radio. I mean, he went belly up.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, that was a different thing. That was very unfair to him. That started out with that whole idiotic concept that anybody can walk in and do a radio show, you know,
exactly.
But they certainly didn't give that poor man a chance. I mean, he was supposed to walk in and get Howard's ratings. In like a month.
Yeah, but Lynn, did you hear the show? It was awful. It was painful to listen to that show.
Well,
it was terrible. They couldn't have kept him on the air. He was just terrible. I mean, you know.
Well, you don't know. I keep meaning to tune in Whoopi Goldberg too.
Expect about the same. You know,
they think anybody. You know, it's like they do it on TV also. Who has the latest syndicated talk show? Megan Mullally.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, why? Why do you look at Megan Mullally and say, oh, here's a person who can do a talk show? Maybe she can, but, you know, why would you think so?
Or the girl from Food Network. Why is she getting her own show?
Oh, God, I can't stand that girl. Oh, my God.
I don't even have any idea why she's doing her own show. I mean,
so I guess that undercuts my theory, because... I said Air America was so bad because nobody who knew radio was there. But the fact is, the people who hired David Lee Roth were all from radio. The people who hired all these people that have failed in TV talk shows, they're all from television. And they don't know what they're doing either.
Right, and they got to remember, like, people like Howard Stern, he's a radio man. That's why he was successful.
Well,
you know?
Let me tell you something else. Sean Hannity, whatever you think of Sean Hannity, he's a radio man.
Right.
Sean Hannity started his career on some little radio station.
Right.
And he worked his way up to bigger radio stations. Rush Limbaugh is a radio man.
Right. That's their passion. That's what they want to do. That's their medium. That's how they get their message across. They're not actors or comedians. They're not performers, you know. These people, they got to understand. You got to get somebody who knows something about radio.
Well, like, and Mike Malloy, and actually the two, you know, Randy gets on my nerves. But Randy is Randy Rhodes is a radio person, a radio man. And Mike Malloy is a radio man.
I like Mike Malloy a lot. I think he's the greatest here at Sirius.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't know what the line is, you know, because I keep saying to people, we need to get Mike Malloy. But there's that line between encouraging them to get him and them saying, I'd never hire him because she won't leave me alone. You know, so I'm trying not to cross the line into them not wanting him because I'm saying it too often.
Right, right.
He's fabulous.
Yeah, he is. He's good. I mean, you need somebody who knows something about the left, and you need somebody who, you know, knows something about ratings and radio.
And who is not reading DNC talking points.
Right, right. And Randy does that. I mean, I know that people like her. I think the whole thing, even Al, I mean, I like Al Franken. I love his books. I think he was great on Saturday Night Live. But he's not a radio guy, and his show isn't that great.
You know, I'll tell you something, oddly enough, I think Jerry Springer, who just comes across as one of the nicest people on earth.
Yeah.
I'd rather listen to him than Al Franken. And God knows, Jerry Springer's show is so boring and so, it's bland.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But because he comes across as such a nice person, which God knows Al Franken does not.
Right, right. But that's good, though. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear someone who's fiery. But you know what? I think, too...
Well, Franken isn't fiery. He just comes across as, like, a really nasty person.
Well, he is.
Well, yeah, I know he is. Believe me, anybody in show business knows he's a nasty person.
Right, yeah.
But I would rather... To me, Jerry Springer was such a revelation that he's very intelligent... And he's very sensible, and he just seems really nice, you know, so I can, but I listened to him for about 30 minutes on my way to work, you know, 3 hours.
Yeah,
a bit much.
Yeah, and you know, I think there's something in the programming director there who's saying, you know, we need to kind of tame these guys down. It needs to sound like public radio, which gets no ratings, you know?
No, public radio's been getting better ratings, actually.
Have they been better?
Well, yeah, because you know why? Because the more they go to the center. Have you listened to public radio lately? They're like moving more and more to the right or to the center or whatever.
Yeah, but it's so their monotone way of talking. And,
oh,
you know,
God, I know. And all those women on the public radio that you can't... If 10 of them died and they replaced them with 10 other ones you'd never notice, because how they get women that sound exactly alike.
Yeah.
They all
know.
Have that same sort of husky, monotone. But it's the women are all husky.
But, you know, that's where Al Franken's counterpart there came from. She was from public radio, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she was. Oh, God, I know. Catherine Lamfra. Oh,
yeah,
my
God.
Catherine.
She was on public radio, you know. She had
in Minnesota yet, you know, Garrison Keillor land.
Yeah, right. Another, you know, ball of excitement there, you know. We need someone who's gonna get people excited, you know. Yeah, I think they should maybe even look within Sirius, and I mean, look at some of the people who are on Howard Station. I mean, they're left wing, and they could do a radio show, you know. I mean, they're radio people, you know.
I know
about radio.
I know. It's just, you know, but I hate to be sort of so happy, you know, or so I told you so, because you just know that at this very instant, you know, or he probably saw it sooner than I did, you know, that Rush is probably, you know, just chortling with glee that the whole right wing is, see, the left can't do radio, but the left can't do radio.
Right. Yeah, you have to be a pro. You got to be a showman.
Individuals, I certainly can.
Right.
Malloy certainly can. But as a business enterprise, nobody ever figured out how to do it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I find it amazing that they found so much bad talent and got them back to back on a radio. I can't believe they did that.
Well, now that's amazing. That's an achievement in itself.
Yeah, you'd figure they'd get at least one who was good.
And who woke up that day and said, Danny Goldberg, a man who's produced some great records, put him in charge of this radio station? What the hell was that about?
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe he gave them money. I don't know, because he was the worst.
Yeah, when you look at that whole enterprise, I've been waiting for them just to get rid of somebody so I can actually listen to it. I can't even listen, and I want to. I want to listen. You know, I want some a good left.
Well, look, as long as you have, you know, you have Alex and me and Bill Press and Stephanie.
Yeah, great.
You know, now this Stephanie is another one. You know. I don't know that her first thing she ever did was radio, but she's a radio person.
She's their best one, I think, really. I think Stephanie Miller's probably the best one.
Better than me?
No, in Air America. Because she's on our Air America.
Oh, yeah, but she is an Air... Oh, you know what she's like? It's like that guy Lionel I talk about. He's on a bunch of Air America stations.
Oh.
But he has nothing to do with Air America. Stephanie is on Air America stations, but she has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
She's syndicated by some other syndicator. And some local stations don't want whatever the Air America thing is at a particular time, and they put Stephanie on. And some local stations, Lionel is syndicated by WOR, and there are stations that have him on, and everybody thinks he's with Air America, but he's not.
Yeah, it would amaze me to think that they wouldn't want Air America programming, huh? I mean, after it's done so well.
Yeah, it just gets better every minute. Yeah. I have to run, sweetheart.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay. You know, everybody on radio, what do you love to talk about more than anything? Radio. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Sirius Left, 146.
We asked Jay Thomas to tell you about his show.
What show?
You know, the Jay Thomas Show?
Sirius Stars 102.
Jay and his co-host, Rodney Lee Conover, started off okay.
I'm a humorist, I think. I'm a talker, I'm a humorist.
Then it all went wrong.
What if you go to get measured for a suit? They don't let them measure your inseam?
No, I don't let anybody touch down there.
Then, wronger.
Another man touching you?
No, no.
And then the producer got involved.
Well, you guys do the Jay Thomas Show on Sirius Satellite something.
Weekdays, 2 p.m. East, 11 a.m. West. Sirius Stars Channel, Sirius 102.
Thank you for calling Gateway. How can I assist you today?
I need computers for my new business.
Oh, no problem. Let's discuss your immediate needs and where you want to go in the future.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Let's get started.
Okay, great. Let me tell you what I'm looking for. As a small business owner, you have a lot of concerns. We don't want your technology to be one of them. See what our small business productivity tools, like ultra-reliable servers, powerful desktops, and the innovative M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino dual mobile technology, can do for your business. As technology consultants, we can help address your challenges with expert advice and personalized solutions. Now, with the purchase of a new Gateway PC like the M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo mobile technology, we'll even throw in 30 free minutes of Answers by Gateway, where industry experts are available to answer all of your questions. Call 1-800-GATEWAY or visit gateway.com to find out how we can help your business succeed.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Bruce in Connecticut.
Hi there.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, you know, you were talking about the young Turks maybe leaving, and you've mentioned some names, Mike Malloy and Mark Maron. Both would be great additions to Sirius, I think. But another one that gets overlooked, I think, is a guy right there you've already got at Sirius Left now, Mike Fader. That was the perfect place to put him, was finally get him on the Left channel.
Oh, yeah.
And if they put him on in place of the Turks, if they're gone, that would be a great addition to that channel.
Well, I'll tell you something. It is. I certainly can't speak for Mike, but the fact is, it is my belief, and I've known Mike for like 25 years. He doesn't want to do it every day.
Now,
he doesn't want to be on the radio every day. There are some people who, you know, he does a great radio show, but Mike is a writer, you know, and it's real different. And I don't think Mike would want to do every day.
Well, I know I really like his show, and it's a shame that he's on only Saturday night, especially when they're going to interrupt him.
Oh, God, when we're going to have, what, football and hockey and women's volleyball and albino women's volleyball and the albino midgets women's volleyball. I know.
All that.
But I don't think Mike has never really been happy doing more than one day a week. So, you know, he's got a right.
Well, I understand, and you know, it's all up to him, but that would sure be a great addition if you
okay,
wanted.
Well, look, I nag my bosses all the time. I'll certainly mention that, okay?
All right, very good. Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, hon. Bye. And Marvin in Mississippi.
Yeah, good afternoon, Liz.
Hi.
Listen, I think I really like Mike Malloy also, and I was thinking, you know, you were talking about bankruptcy. If you remember not too long ago, Kmart laid off all those tens of thousands of people and closed all those stores all over the country and then turned around the next week and bought Sears. So
that's, I know, it's, but you know how I happen to know this. Air America has been surviving because every so often when they're running out of money, somebody on the left who's rich, somebody like George Soros, just gives them millions of dollars. I mean, they have never, I don't know that they never could have succeeded, but they have obviously never been run properly.
Yeah, they're getting money from somewhere. But listen, there's one more thing I wanted to say, was that if there was some kind of way that Joe Lieberman could get pregnant, he could have a C-section, and he could have the baby removed from the back, from his back, because he doesn't have a spine.
Very good. Thank you, dear. Okay. Mike.
Hello.
Port Orchard.
Yeah, I'd like to get Mike Malloy on Sirius.
All right. I'm like his agents.
Maybe if 70,000 people call in and say, get Mike Malloy.
Well, it's not to call in. What you really need to do is, I guess, go to the website. What is it called? Customer care. You can email. It would really be better if when you get to a computer, you email. Because all I can do is say to my boss, God, I keep getting so many calls. But if you email, they'll get to the person who should see them, and he'll see everything himself.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I also want to get 3 hours of Tom Hartman. Thank you very much.
Oh, isn't there 3 hours? These other 2 hours are on some other time.
Well, they're at night. I want them while I can call in and give him a hard time.
Oh, what are you, one of those right-wingers that's monitoring?
No. He's real good with the economics, but he's not as good as me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you'd like to write to Sirius and suggest that you have a show.
No, thank you.
Oh, all right. You just want to hassle Tom. Okay, thanks,
right.
Hon.
Bye-bye.
All right, the show is over. No, I don't. I'm trying to sign off on something. All right, if we're all alive, you know, I'll see you tomorrow. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146. Thank you, Garrick. Bye.
Your escape from conservative lies and deception. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News.